Overnight, the Vatican has described as painful the news that Cardinal George Pell, once one of Pope Francis's most trusted advisers, has been convicted of child sexual abuse. Cardinal Pell will be back in Melbourne's county court today for a pre-sentence hearing. He's been found guilty of sexually abusing two choir boys in Melbourne in 1996. He will almost certainly go to jail today. The 77-year-old, who is Australia's most senior Catholic, maintains his innocence and has lodged an appeal against his conviction. Here's the Vatican spokesman, Alessandro Gassotti.
While awaiting the definitive judgment, we unite ourselves with the Australian bishops in praying for all victims of abuse and reaffirm our commitment to do everything possible so that the Church might be a safe home for all, especially for children and the most vulnerable.
That's Vatican spokesperson Alessandro Gassotti. Robert Mickens is a veteran Vatican watcher. He's the English language editor of the La Croix International in Rome. Robert Mickens, welcome back to Breakfast.
Good to be with you, friend.
We just heard there from the Vatican spokesman. Can you tell us any more about the response overnight from the Vatican?
Well, I mean, this is something that we've known about for since December, but most people couldn't report it. What surprised me, quite frankly, was that the initial statement that Alessandro Gassotti gave out was only in Italian. It was only a half hour later that they were able to provide a translation in English, which I find extraordinary only because, as I said, they've known about this for December and nothing has changed really except to say that, and what we expected, that they backed the bishops of Australia, Archbishop Coleridge, who's the president of the conference. But look, there was shock. I mean, it's evening here now in Rome, but this morning, early in the morning, when it was evening there in Australia yesterday, to get up and see this all over the web, something we had already known, but the full force of it with the video of the cardinal coming out of the courtroom, it was quite shocking. This is a high-level member of the Catholic Church, of the hierarchy. And although we knew, I think that there were probably people in the Vatican who were somewhat in a state of denial, and it hit full force this morning.
And so what restrictions are now on George Pell? As far as I can tell, all that was announced last night was that he can no longer conduct public ministry, so he can no longer say a public mass, and he can have no contact with children. Is that correct? He remains a cardinal. He, in fact, remains prefect for the secretariat, doesn't he, officially?
That's correct, Fran. Look, these are restrictions that were put on Pell when he went back to Australia last year to face his trial. And basically, this is what happens. I think it's the protocol in the church in Australia. And this press release says it's the local ordinary, so it would have been the Archbishop of Melbourne, that it was in his jurisdiction where this trial is taking place, took place. And but this would be standard procedure. A priest who is credibly accused, and certainly one that is going on trial is credibly accused, would be removed from ministry until the verdict is reached, and until the process is finished. This is the key point. I think that Pope Francis has wanted to stay out of, for good reasons, because he doesn't want to prejudice the trial. He doesn't want to tip his hand or to give any insinuation which way jurors should vote or anybody that should think. But once this appeal process is finished, then the Pope will have to take some action, either for or against. We'll have to wait and see.
So what can we expect? That statement from the Vatican says the Vatican has the maximum respect for Australian authorities and the country's judicial process, making it clear no other measures will be taken against George Pell until the appeal process is finished. What would you expect then if the appeal is lost?
Well, there's a precedent, first of all, with Theodore McCarrick in the United States, who was removed from the priesthood just a couple of weeks ago. Now, there's a difference in this case. Theodore McCarrick underwent a canonical process, a church court process. Cardinal Pell has not faced that yet, as far as I know. And so if the conviction stands, Then the Pope will have a decision. Does he move to some type of canonical trial, or does he take an administrative act and respecting the outcome and the decision of the jurors and the court, and then removes him permanently from the priesthood, that is, defrocking him? I suspect if he goes that route, he will certainly remove him from the College of Cardinals. I don't see another way out of this for the Pope. Of course, if he wins the appeal, that's a whole other question. And then we have to see if a church trial is opened on this.
You're listening to RN Breakfast. Our guest is Robert Mickens. He's a veteran Vatican watcher. If he won the appeal, as you say, that's a whole other order of things. Would there be a trial, or is it possible that he could be reinstated as, you know, part of the Council of Cardinals?
I doubt that. I have no reason to think that the Pope would bring him back onto the Council of Cardinals, also because of his age. He's 77. Cardinal Pell was removed, or his term of service had ended 5 years, or the general term of service for these offices in the Vatican. Often people who are appointed are extended for an indefinite amount of time, sometimes for another 5 years, sometimes longer. I don't think George Pell, there's no doubt about him coming back to the Council of Nine, the Crown Council, as people call it, or the Kitchen Cabinet. As for his job as the head of the financial office, I don't see him coming back to that as well. I mean, I said when he left that he was never going to come back. It just didn't seem the timeline fit. His initial five-year mandate, ended on Sunday, the 24th of February. And he's on leave right now, and I don't think the Pope is going to remove him they say in the press release today, until the process is completed, the appeals process.
Okay, Robert Mickens, thank you very much for joining us. Robert Mickens is a veteran Vatican watcher. He's the English language editor of the La Croix International in Rome.